October 22, Luke 19:1-10. He made things right. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19:10. The chief among the publicans, Zacchaeus, was a Jew and detested by his countrymen. His rank and wealth were the reward of a calling they abhorred, and which was regarded as another name for injustice and extortion. Yet the wealthy customs officer was not altogether the hardened man of the world that he seemed. Beneath the appearance of worldliness and pride was a heart susceptible to divine influences. Zacchaeus had heard of Jesus. In this chief of the publicans was awakened a longing for a better life. He felt that he was a sinner in the sight of God. Yet what he had heard of Jesus kindled hope in his heart. Repentance, reformation of life was possible even to him. Zacchaeus began at once to follow the conviction that had taken hold upon him and to make restitution to those whom he had wronged. Already he had begun thus to retrace his steps when the news sounded through Jericho that Jesus was entering the town. Zacchaeus determined to see him. In the presence of the multitude, Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house." There are those who have had very meager opportunities, who have walked in ways of error because they knew no better way, to whom beams of light will come. As the word of Christ came to Zacchaeus, "Today I must abide at thy house," so the word will come to them, and those who were supposed to be hardened sinners will be found to have hearts as tender as a child's, because Christ has deigned to notice them. Many will come from the grossest error and sin and will take the place of others who have had opportunities and privileges but have not prized them. They will be accounted the chosen of God, elect, precious. And when Christ shall come in his kingdom, they will stand next his throne.